His eyes glittered, and for some reason or other, Deborah squirmed and made a muffled noise. He ignored her. They thought you were young enough to recover. I was just a bit over the age limit. But we both suffered a classic traumatic event. All the literature agrees. It made me what I am. And I had a thought that it might do the same for you. It did, I said. Exactly the same. Isn't that nice? He said. Family ties. I looked at him. My brother. That alien word. If I had said it aloud, I am sure I would have stuttered. It was utterly impossible to believe. And even more absurd to deny it. He looked like me. We liked the same things. He even had my wretched taste in jokes. I shook my head. Yes, he said. It takes a minute to get used to the idea that there are two of us, doesn't it? Perhaps slightly longer, I said. I don't know if I... Oh, dear. Are we being squeamish after what happened? 2.5 days of sitting here, Bubba. 2 little boys sitting for 2.5 days in blood, he said. And I felt sick, dizzy, heart floundering, head hammering. No, I gagged, and I felt his hand on my shoulder. It doesn't matter, he said. What matters is what happens now. What happens? I said. Yes, what happens now. He made a small, strange, snuffling, gurgling noise that was surely intended to sound like laughter, but perhaps he had not learned to fake it as well as I had. I think I should say something like, "My whole life has been leading up to this." He repeated the snuffling sound. Of course, neither one of us could manage that with real feeling. After all, we can't actually feel anything, can we? We've both spent our lives playing a part, moving through this world, reciting lines, and pretending we belong in a world made for human beings, and never really human ourselves. And always, forever, reaching for a way to feel something. Reaching, little brother, for a moment just like this. Real, genuine, unfaked feeling. It takes your breath away, doesn't it? And it did. My head was whirling, and I didn't dare to close my eyes again for fear of what might be waiting there for me.